backstage behind the Lake Stage at the Latitude Festival Day 3. I'm delighted to be joined by Alice, Bella and Raquel from Dreamwife. Hello.
Hey. Welcome to our van.
Thank you. This is great. This is the second best van I've been in a weekend. It's really good, which is really good. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get together? It was a art project, is that right?
We all met in art school. That's where it was formed. It was part of an art project, but it was, yeah, it's a band.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit unusual to form as an art project, but you must have had a love of music as well.
I mean, yeah, we've all been involved in music prior to going to art school sort of thing. So it was kind of a natural progression for us, I think, while we were studying art to, you know, find other people that were interested in music in that way. And it actually just coming together quite organically from something that was definitely, all of us as visual artists, it's an interesting approach, I think, the way we do approach this as a band. For yeah. sure, it was quite a liberating thing. I think the rules weren't the same as maybe you would have in a conventional band sense maybe at that time for us.
And there's such great crossovers as well.
Okay. So I think, what kind of thing?
Well, I mean, like, as Alice was saying, it was more organic than yeah. being pushed together in music school or a kind of an environment where, yeah, where you take it maybe too seriously.
Yeah.
It's better just to have fun with it as a project. So that's sort of the emphasis that we've had throughout this whole project, this band, that... Yeah,
you've had a couple of EPs out, and you've got an album which is fully written now, is it?
Yeah, it's sort of all laid down. Yeah, yeah.
We've written it. Yeah. Yeah, we're in the final stages of mixing it now.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming together. We're sort of starting to hear it as a whole as well. It's a really exciting point in the process we're at right now.
So soon we'll be able to tell a release date, but now you got to finish what you started.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard some of the songs, and there's one song in particular that we love, but we can't play on the radio.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
You can play it in Spain. It was actually played
really?
For the first time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you
were
there.
Wait, the rules really different?
Oh, sorry, Alice, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. It was in Spain, yeah, in, like, Radio 3 in Spain. And they played it for the first time, and we were so excited to actually hear it on the radio.
Yeah. A song that shall not be named. Yeah.
It's called F-U-U.
Yeah. You can play it all over Europe, but in the UK, absolutely no chance.
Oh, really. No. I mean, you can't even beep that stuff out, really. Mm. Yeah. I think someone tried it. I'm yet to hear it.
That would be there funny, wouldn't
it? There was a version that was played on a radio station, and they beeped it all out.
And beep you up.
What did they have left then? That's what I want
to
know.
We tried to make an edit for radio as well, and we gave up, so we just played it at home instead.
No, I think it's kind of fun in the way, though, when we play that song live, it really gets a reaction from people, I think, because it hasn't maybe had the same exposure in terms of radio in England. It's always a really fun moment in a set when we bring that one out.
You've been gigging really hard this year, I've noticed, non-stop, and even this month you've been in Iceland, and you've been all up. Well, tell us all about where you've been.
We have... I don't know where I've been.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
Is it too many places?
I don't know where I'm going. And I don't know where I am right now.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a joke we had.
Oh, okay.
When was it? Someone asked Bella at one point where you were.
We were in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, revisiting that time. Yeah, just like moving around really, really quickly. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a confusing time.
You must have enjoyed Iceland, though.
Yeah,
that was a really quick time as well.
Yeah. That was a show.
We basically shot a video there that will be seeing the light of day pretty much soon.
Yeah.
But that was shot in such a hurry. Also because in Iceland the light doesn't go down, so it's 24-hour daylight. Mm-hmm. So we really used that up.
Yeah, we used every moment. Yeah.
Excellent.
It was great.
And Beni Kassim as well. You've been there, is it? You've just come from there, is that right?
We were actually in France. It's been an interesting weekend.
Yeah, we just did it at Beni, and then we came to France, and now we're here. But yeah, Beni Kassim is really great. Really great acts playing.
Because it's been taking off for you this year, because you've got, is it the Scala later this year? Is that your biggest headline gig?
Yeah, we're doing Scala.
That's got to be good.
That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, it's going to be a real moment, I think.
So what can we expect from the set tonight? Because you're on in about, 4 hours?
I mean, I guess we're going to be playing, like, probably quite a lot of tracks that will be on the album. But I mean,
and our EP as well.
And yeah, our EP, obviously tracks from the EP as well, and obviously that track that cannot be named.
Yep.
FU, you'll come out.
That is a fun one live.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're really, like, in our stride right now with live shows, where I think the energy's there, and it's just...
You've done
really
so many of them, so you must know exactly what you're doing there. Yeah.
No, I think it feels good to play right now. It feels good to play the new tracks, and they're really hitting their stride for sure.
And also, we've never done a festival... We've never done a festival season before.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's been really nice going to different countries and seeing different festivals.
Yeah. Do you get much chance to have a wander around, or is it all get ready for the gig and then move out again?
It's like today we do, And yeah. we're quite excited because we've never played Latitude. I mean, I've never been to Latitude before. Yeah. And I only heard great things. So excited to see a bit.
Okay, so what's next for Dreamwife? What have you got planned? You obviously got the release of the album to look forward to, and then what's going to happen?
I mean, it's all about the album.
Yeah, and we've got obviously our headline tour coming up in October as well, which we're really excited about. I mean, for the rest of this year, we just want to continue playing really great shows and like feeling that energy, riding it through for sure.
And hopefully the momentum carrying on.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be fun.
It definitely will be. Alice, Bella and Raquel, thank you very much for having a chat with us today, and looking forward to the show. Good luck with it.
Thank you.